Garrett, mobile. KP2HXS.
Afternoon, Dave.
We're going to get ice cream.
Behaved today, did you?
Yeah, I got a gold star today.
I'm glad you did that. A lot less stress for everybody else.
Yeah, anyway, are you heading home or are you getting another stop to make?
I'm done for the day. I just got to make the trip up the mountain.
Well, little problem here. Looks like you have an ambulance over here at the house on Taylor's Road here.
That's the medical.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Somebody's going to the hospital.
It's nothing too serious, but glad it's not y'all.
Not bad, my wife was talking to me. Say it again.
It's not y'all. Hopefully it's nothing too serious for whoever it is.
Yeah, the ambulance is backed in the driveway, so hopefully they're okay.
Today?
Oh, no, I got home about an hour or two ago. I was under a house a good part of the day, finishing up a ductwork job, replacing a bunch of flex, and, boy, was it tight under there.
Those houses like that. I've been under some of them myself when I was doing plumbing repairs. You had to tunnel my way in.
Well, they did a really nice job. The plumbers got under there, the electricians got under and cleaned everything up, and then they had this company go under and do the encapsulation. Really did a nice job. It was clean and dry under there. They got a dehumidifier under there and everything. It was really actually a pleasure to work under there. It was just a little bit snug for me.
It was just a little bit snug instead of nasty and snug, too.
Yeah, it was. I've been under a few of those. I get a little squeamish. I get a little girlyish.
Same here. They get a little nasty and ain't no telling what's creeping around in there.
Quite open for you. What happened?
You got your gold star today. I didn't want to take it away from you.
I'm waiting for Shane to come on. Where's Shane today? He's not going to work?
Today is his day off.
Oh, lucky him. It's a Dad Joke Wednesday. Cool. Anyway, yeah, we got to run into Aldi real quick. I'm going to head over to Andy's and go get some ice cream. I deserve it.
I'm glad you think so. But enjoy it is all I can tell you, because you better eat it quick.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's why I go along. They said, we're going to go without me. I said, no, I'm going.
Still showing that it's 94 degrees outside.
Oh, I know. I was underneath that house, broke a good sweat the last 2 days. But yeah, anyway, so I'm going to try and catch up to you tomorrow and grab that magnetic tray.
I'll be in the area all day tomorrow.
Okay. Excuse me, we'll do. I got a few things to do in the morning. I'll have to run into you in the afternoon.
Give me a shout. I'm generally right there around Wade Hampton all day.
Okay, no problem. I got to go to Travelers in the morning, double back to a church on Rutherford around 10 o'clock, and I got to run down to Greer, the bottom of Greer down there, off of, what the heck is that? Roper Mountain Road down there, and then I'll be home. So I'll probably catch you shortly after lunch.
Good. I'll try to pay attention, see when you're calling.
Okay. All right, we'll do. I'll text you or give you a holler on the radio or something.
Are you getting close to your ice cream?
Yeah, we'll go to Aldi first, and we'll go get ice cream.
For HKX. Well, you're hearing a lot about Aldi's lately. People going in there because it's so much cheaper than going to a regular grocery store.
Better, too. Somebody told me it was a lot of Canadian stuff in there, which is really good because it's better food. Anyway, we're pulling in, Patrick. Have a good afternoon. Have a good ride home. KO4HKX, KB2HXS, 73 for now.
Enjoy your ice cream and your trip out for your Gold Star, KO4HKX. We're monitoring.
Okay, thank you, KB2HXS.
Good afternoon. Bernie says she has
something for you tomorrow there, Patrick.
Roger that, Tom. I appreciate it. And good to hear you today.
I just woke up from a nap. We never got to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning last night. We went north, and then instead of staying all night, right, she was losing, so she said, this ain't no good. But I said, you want to go home? She said, yeah. So we started home about 10 o'clock. Send 0TR.
That's a long trip that late at night.
But traffic wasn't quite, well, it was a lot better. But I don't like going through those mountains at night. There was a lot of construction going on. In fact, one place had even come to a stop.
Did you come back?
There was a lot of construction on 25, Bernie said. I forgot about it. She said, at the last portion of it.
And that work out there on 26, and that's horrendous through there.
Maybe that truck of yours through there, I'll tell you. At one place there, coming back last night, it got some narrow. I was going over the white line to the right a little bit, and it was about like a full lane. And I hit a piece of, I think it was rubber off of a tractor trailer. And it kind of startled me, so I got back over, but there wasn't hardly room for a car to keep out of the cones.
This is getting a little tight for these trucks like this. And I've clipped a few of the barrels and cones and different things because they just set them out in the road and don't pay attention to what they're doing. Or other people hit them and knock them out there.
Place up there. I don't know, Bernice in the other room, but I have to ask her. I was driving. When I'm driving, I'm concentrating. But I think it was near Waynesville. I don't know, but we had to detour and go back through some small city roads. And this one truck driver that was ahead of me, she got drove in a NASCAR race. I mean, tell you, that old boy put that 53-foot semi through places that were challenging at a pretty good pace. Where was that at, Bernice? Where that detour was up north last night? We went on the side roads? Yeah, I know, but was it? Wasn't Waynesville, was it? South of there. Up by Hendersonville, she said.
He's probably down right there where 26 is, where you come under, not upper road, but Four Seasons.
One, I think she said.
My APRS got you.
She said someplace around 191 Highway.
The airport.
Going through city streets, kind of country-like, and it was dark. But oh boy, we just stayed behind that semi. He done a fine job.
How far from the house when you were there on 191?
Where I was, but I was just following the GPS, and it didn't have any choice. They had highway patrolmen blocking the road, and you had to go on that detour.
We're working on one of the bridges down there and detouring everybody around it. That's why they're doing it at night, because traffic's not as heavy.
It was pretty heavy where that was at, but we made it, and it was a nice drive. I don't like coming back that last part on 26, but a lot better than it is during the daytime.
I'm going to avoid that stretch of 26, but I live up there, so I know several ways around it. Not too bad for me.
Too many village idiots there last night. I was surprised. But boy, you know, it was still almost 90 degrees here in the carport when we got home. And course, I parked downstairs, and I walked out in the carport to go out and get the mail. It was stifling hot.
That hot, at night, you know it's going to be a rough day.
That's a fact, and it was. But, well, I'll let you go. I'm getting a little hoarse. Ken come over today, K6KEN, and looked at my antennas and my setup, and gee, what a nice guy. I think you've talked to him quite a bit.
Saw talking and heard him making his way over there. I was in between stops, and I didn't want to jump in there and get in the way, so I just sat back and listened. But, yeah, he seems like a real nice guy. I've never met him face-to-face, but talking to him on the radio, you know, it seems like a good guy.
He said he worked for Furman and accounting-like job, and he lives up there northwest a little bit of Furman, but just a real gentleman. We had a great time, and he absorbed some of Bernice's homemade oatmeal cookies that just come out of the oven.
Beat me to them, did he?
He's going to eat one, and I told him, no, he can't eat just one, and he didn't. that always makes Bernice happy, me too. And he had several of them, and we really enjoyed our visit and went out and looked at the antenna field a little bit.
You got to show them around and put a face with a call sign. That's always good, and enjoy some company.
Yeah, he was certainly a gentleman. Patrick, I'll let you go, and Bernice has got me some cottage cheese and homegrown tomatoes here, so I'm going to get my nose in the trough, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX and 0TR73, Patrick, be careful.
You and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX, mobile. Station. I didn't get your call sign, but this is KO4HKX. Patrick on this end.
The call again is Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4PLT, Richard. Just kind of want a little bit of a signal report and see how this radio is doing. I just actually hooked it up today.
KO4HKX. Well, it sounds like you need to turn the mic gain down or back away from the microphone a little bit. You're overdriving it.
Okay, how's that? A little bit better?
Better.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know how it was doing because I just... Yaesu FT2400, I just hooked it up and just wanted to see how it was doing and everything.
Sounds like you're in scratchy area over there. I don't know exactly where you're at, but you're starting to break up just a little bit.
We're on it. I'm actually in Anderson, coming across where Whitehall Road is.
That's much better.
Yeah, I went to high power. It does 5 on the low. I was on the low. I realized that. And it goes 25 and then 50.
I'm on 25 most all the time. Mode went around. You're going to need it.
Down scale, so I figured that maybe that would help some. I hope the audio's a lot better, too, now.
Well, overdriving the mic a little bit when you get a chance. I would turn the mic gain down some and try it again.
Probably I'm holding the mic too close, I guess. I don't know. Did that do a little bit better?
Yes, sir. That's much better. For me, personally, it's hard to understand people when they're overdriving the mics like that. From years of listening to impacts and loud noises, it's just hard for me to hear that.
Yeah, really, this radio don't have no way of turning it up down. It's just the mic I was having. Probably one guy I was holding it close, he said it had low audio, and I changed mic. I put a MH27 on it, and I think it's doing better than the other one I had on it anyway. But that's the tricky part. You just can't tell what it's doing on the other end.
That. Well, whatever you done right there on that transmission, I wouldn't change anything.
Like it is, I'll just know sort of where I'm holding it, and I'll know to do the same thing there. And I really appreciate the signal report.
We all got to, like you say, you can't hear what you're putting out unless you go back and listen to the repeater recordings, and it's easier just to ask somebody and them tell you.
True. About all we can do is kind of go by what somebody's telling me on the other end, or maybe a few other little measures there. Anyway, I won't hold you, and I really appreciate that. And again, the name here is Richard, and I'm actually heading back to Georgia out of Anderson, South Carolina. The call is Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, and I will be clear on your final.
Good to talk to you this afternoon, and maybe we can catch up again. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile. 73 Richard.
Richard, you're full quiet in here in Greer, and sometimes in the menu, they'll have a thing for half deviation, and you might see if it's like modulation was on the old CBs, only you're using FM, but if you can set it to half deviation, that helps sometimes too, but you got a great signal up here in Greer. This is M0TR, just for a short one.
KX, KX4QHV.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I just got it. Didn't really know how it was going to do. Got it just built a mobile. Done it before we left Georgia. Just bought it while I heard some of you in there. I'd get a little signal report and kind of get an idea of how it was doing. Anyway, I really appreciate it from all of you. So, this is Charlie 4, Papa, Lena Tango. And I'll be here for now.
Okay, Richard, yeah, you're getting out of the repeater area a little bit. 73 is in 0TR clear.
KX, KQ4QHV.
Hey, KO4HKX, it's Nick, correct?
Yeah, I was just curious how you can tell listening to someone when they're overdriving their mic.
Talking right now, where you can hear my voice and hear it good, and now what do you hear?
Pretty much sounded the same to me.
You get mush mouth when they overdrive it. It's hard to discern what they're saying.
I'm only like that if I'm three sheets of the wind, KP4CBA.
You was born that way. Well, I don't know how else to describe it. Do you, Patrick? Did it sound rather mushy? Now, I got an excuse. I'm eating cottage cheese and tomatoes here. No, go ahead.
KO4HKX. Well, afternoon, Dave and Tom. Yeah, I don't know how else to really describe it. That's why I moved my mic real close to my mouth and started talking into it, so maybe he could get a feel for it.
Yeah, I can kind of hear the difference in the transmission there.
Hard to understand when they're that way for me also. But go ahead and pick it up, Dave. You got Nick here.
All right, Nick. What are y'all talking about exactly?
Come in on a signal report on his radio, and he was overdriving the mic. It's hard to understand, so I got him to back the mic away from him, and we could understand him a little better.
Deviating the signal, and it just, it sounds distorted, and it sounds like somebody's screaming at you, more or less. And I didn't see it that much with Richard, actually, Patrick, but I'm sure you were correct, but... over here, it sounded pretty good. But I'll let the other gentleman pick it up. I'm eating here, and Dave, have a good day, and talk to you down the line. This is NZOTR.
Nick? Have any further comment on the subject, but I am a little curious in learning about what Parks Over the Air is, and if anybody's doing that around here, and any kind of information would be cool.
Don't do it, Nick, but... what it is you go activate a park. If you go to the website, just type in Parks on the Air, you'll come up to the website, and there's parks located around here that you can go activate, and they're, it's like Chasing DX, just with parks. So a lot of people around here do it, actually.
Like you're a one-man field day.
I don't know if it's something I can really get into or not, but I guess I need to explore the website. That's been one thing I'm kind of lacking on, is there's a lot of going to the website for, or going to the internet for a lot of the information on here, and I don't really like using computers too much.
And then there's summits on the air also, Nick.
The air would be when you're up on top of a mountain?
Yes, sir. And if you ever hear NY4G, Ariel, like on the net or something, when he's calling the net, I think Patrick have to tell you, I think it's Sunday. Well, it's not Sunday, that's Patrick. You can tell him, Patrick, but Ariel's done over 100 summits, and they usually operate low power, and they weigh their radios and all their equipment down to the gram. But it's an interesting hobby, and they make their own small antennas. Go ahead, Patrick, and I'll step aside again. This is NGOTR.
For HGX. Yeah, Summit on the Air, that's what it is you're on the tops of the mountains. You got to be in certain spots, and there's different rules for them, and like Tom was saying, you got summits on the air with low power, you know, medium power, CW, single sideband, and yes, Ariel is Tuesday night is when he calls the net.
CBA. I'm going to jump out of here, gentlemen. I'm at the sports club, and I'm going to play some more tennis. Y'all carry on. 73's KP4CPA, clear.
KO4HKX. Does that answer your question, Nick?
Yeah, Patrick, it does. I learned a lot. I appreciate that. Thanks.
And Ariel on Tuesday night's a good one to ask about that stuff in the rack two portion. I know he'll be glad to help you and answer any questions you got about it.
You too, Patrick.
The website, Tom.
There's a lot of YouTubes on it. It's NY4G. It's a brilliant man. That's all I can say about him.
I talked to him. He seems like a very smart man. I know. I think you said he was an engineer. Is what he done for a living, but I don't remember for sure.
He's in physics now in high school. After he retired. Oh, he's brilliant. There's no question about it. And a very, very nice guy. And a very good friend. YouTubes and drones videos and stuff. He did a drone video of the field day that they just had, the Greer Amateur Radio Club. And I could send that to you if you want to see it, but he did all the editing and the music and the whole nine yards.
Pretty cool. If you don't mind sending that to me, I'll take a look at it.
Well, you can do that. All right, Patrick, I'll let you go. This is Daryl TR.
KO4HKX.
Yeah, Patrick, Tom, this is Nick, KQ4QHV. I'm going to go feed the hawks. I'll probably be back in a little bit here.
Good to talk to you this afternoon, and that's good time. I'm getting ready to make the vehicle switch, and then I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX, 73.
KX0TR. Patrick, I think I deleted it, so I'll write Ariel a note and tell him to resend that to me.
4HKX. Roger that. I'll check out his website and his YouTube channel this evening, see if it's on there. I'll let you know, Tom. KO4HKX.
Oops, I just found it. I'll send her up to you. Yeah, he's got all kinds of YouTubes on simple wire antennas, QRP transceivers, antenna deployment using the drone, you name it. He's a versatile fella. All right, I'll get this sent up to you. This is 0TR.